I haven't done any good lottery stories in a while. And these two intrigued me just because they were kind of fun. First one is from a Michigan person. So this is fun. And I know that she bought the ticket, this woman from Oakland County. Her name is Laura Spears. She's 55 years old. She bought the ticket, she says, on December 31st for the Mega Millions.
Huh.
And she didn't think anything of it. Big deal. Then she says, I saw an ad on Facebook that the Mega Millions jackpot was getting pretty high, so I got myself a ticket, and I really forgot about it. A few days afterwards, I was looking for a missing email from somebody, so I checked the spam folder in my email account. In my spam folder, there was an email message from the Michigan Lottery. Michigan Lottery is saying, contact us, please. You won a prize in a recent lottery drawing that you've entered. Yeah, she won $3 million.
Oh, that was in her spam.
That was in her spam.
Oh, my goodness.
Hold on, I'm going to check the spam in my email.
Yeah, you know what you know what I get when I check my spam email?
Spam.
That's exactly right. That's all it is. It's spam. I don't get it. There's never anything in my spam email that I ever want. It's all spam. I check it just in case, but it's all. Can you imagine that? Three. And then she says,
no, I can't.
Some of her prize money she's going to use for her early retirement. Well, more power to you. She has also said that she's going to add the Michigan Lottery to her safe senders just in case she ever gets lucky again.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Good idea. Just because she was searching for another person's email. It's not that she was looking for that one.
Yep.
It's because, you know, did somebody else contact her and say, I sent you an email? Maybe check your spam folder. I should say that's happened before. That something's...
Yeah. Probably.
You know,
yeah.
Hey, I sent you something. I check, okay, there it is.
Oh, yeah, right.
But never have I found.
That you've won $3
million. $3
million. No.
I usually find those long-lost relatives that are leaving me a fortune.
Yeah. Here's the other lottery story. And this one almost sounds like a good fishing story.
Okay.
This is a guy from Virginia, Jose Vasquez, who tells Virginia lottery officials that he was feeling lucky. So he bought himself a scratch-off ticket and won a $100 prize. Yeah. Hey, congratulations, Jose.
Can't beat that.
No. Decided he invest some of that money into another ticket, which he scratched off, and won a $200 prize.
Oh
my goodness.
Decided he was having some luck, so he decided to buy another ticket.
Why not?
Which earned him a $400 prize.
Progressive.
Yeah. I'm thinking in the fishing, you know, you catch the small fish.
Yeah,
hey,
right.
I'll use this for bait and catch a bigger fish.
They're biting. Keep going.
Throw that fish back and get an even bigger fish. So he ended up using a portion of his, let's see, this is one, two, the third prize to buy another ticket, and it turned out to be a $100,000 winner.
Wow. So man, that guy got a lot of luck.
Did he go place the slot machine?
No doubt. I mean, after that,
wow.
100 to 200 to 400 to $100,000.
Amazing.
Only because he kept on getting some winning tickets. Because, you know, if he didn't, he probably wouldn't, you know,
right.
Would he run out of money? He wouldn't be able to. But
if I had a winning ticket and I cashed it in and bought more tickets, I'd lose what I just won.
Exactly. Because I've done that before. In the occasional time that I'll buy something, it's, oh, wait, a $5 winner. Oh, my gosh. Right. Well, give me four, and I'll invest the one and give me another ticket.
Yeah.
I never get that.
No.
Never. Maybe I need to turn it around. Give me the one, and I'll buy $4 a ticket. So maybe then I'll be a lucky winner or something like that.
Well, I since you're talking in the lotto, I wasn't going to share this with you guys in the audience here for a while. But my wife and I, we are lottery winners.
Really?
Yes.
Big number.
Mega Millions. We won the Mega Bowl. So we won $2.
Hey!
Oh my goodness!
Which we celebrated because I don't think we know. Maybe that's the second time we've ever gotten like the Mega Bowl or something like that to win $2. So ever in my lifetime. So we celebrated. By using that $2 to buy another ticket.
is that a future play yet?
Yeah, it's a
future play. Well, you have to let us know if you have the same luck that Jose Vasquez did of Virginia. Let us know.
Probably not.
Maybe Pat Johnston and his wife.
Get $4.
Yeah, that's what it would be. It wouldn't be the 100 to 200.
Right.
It would be 2 to 4 to 6 to 8 to 10, and then you lose.
Yeah.
I haven't played the... Mega Millions or the
Powerball.
Powerball, is that what it is?
Yeah.
You know, it's such a long time.
Yeah.
And I never played regularly, but every so often I did. But that's when it was just the once a week drawing.
Yeah. Now that they're drawing multiple times a week,
yeah,
right?
It's just like I forget that they're there anymore.
Well, we only play for the big money. You know, we don't play for the paltry $50 million. Yeah. Right, who plays for that? It's when it gets into the hundreds of millions.
I mean, after all, if you're going to win,
yeah, you got to win big.
Have a ticket, you can't win.
Make it worth your while. Well, the schools appreciate your
argument. Yeah, they do. Yes, they do.
It's 7:50 at WSGW. A couple of fun lottery stories. I'm sure listeners have their own fun lottery stories. If you got one, let me know. Send me and tell me. Charlie at WSGW.com. Love to hear about it.